This is KCUR 89.3. We've been exploring the Missouri River's potential recently, looking at the history of the river's design and how Port KC's terminal in Kansas City could generate more barge traffic on the river. But Port KC is involved with a lot more than just moving commerce on the river. KCPT's Mike McGraw sat down with KCUR's Suzanne Hogan to talk about it.
Historically, the port has been just about the river and a big freight facility down in southern Kansas City. But during the period that we were doing our reporting, the city actually came to the Port Authority and asked them to do some abatements on downtown properties. A number of people showed up at one of the Port KC meetings that during which they were approving an abatement on one of the properties downtown that's actually along the new light rail line. It turns out that there had been a lot of political heat on the other city abatement agencies, and some of the people who showed up at the meeting thought, well, gee, all of a sudden these guys are on their radar. Is the city seeking out their abatements because there's so much political heat on the other city agencies like the TIF Commission?
So here's what one local activist on the issue said about abatements, which are exemptions from paying taxes.
I thought the Port Authority was still being the Port Authority and taking care of the Port of KC, which I had always thought was its main purpose.
So that was Jan Parks, who represents the school district in Kansas City and is concerned about the fact that the school district has more than $200 million in deferred maintenance. Of course, the school district operates off property taxes, and Jan's concerned that the more abatements we have, whether they're from the Port Authority or from other traditional abatement agencies, the less money the school's going to have to do that maintenance that's waiting to be done.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about Michael Collins? He's the CEO for Port KC, and he has a pretty big vision for what kind of role Port KC could play as a developer in Kansas City.
He's got a huge vision about Kansas City and how to make it more globally competitive. Michael is a young guy, and he's in his mid-30s. He's a former staffer for Senator Kit Bond. He's all about development and global competition, and he's got a huge vision not only for the riverfront, where the Port Authority, Port KC, wants to build multifamily housing close to Berkeley Riverfront Park. He's got visions for the whole city and how to make it more competitive globally.
And what does Michael Collins say in response to all this?
You know, I just talked to Michael the other day, right before we finished our stories, and Michael is, I think, and I think this is true of the commissioners too, based on what they've told Jan. They're kind of tired of all the attention they've gotten recently on these abatements. And Michael and others have said, you know, we're kind of done with it.
There hasn't been a workaround. And there's not going to be. What we do is work with people.
Does Port KC own these properties?
Well, that's how Port KC abates properties, unlike the traditional agencies. Some people kind of think of it as a sleight of hand maneuver. But the port itself, Port KC, is exempt from taxes. So when they want to abate taxes on a building, the developers transfer ownership of that building to Port KC, which maintains that building for 15 years or so, during which taxes are abated. And then after the end of the abatement period, the property is transferred back to the owner.
And so kind of with that in mind, what should people be looking for Port KC in the next years to come?
Well, if indeed the city doesn't reach out to the Port Authority again for more abatements, I think the Port Authority will pretty much stick with improving the riverfront properties, with operating the intermodal facility down in South KC, and other kind of development issues that may not hinge on abatements as much.
You know, we started working on these stories almost 8 months ago, and I remember when we went out to Kaw Point to kind of just check out the river and talk. And we were just kind of talking about how much we love spending time near the water. And I'm just wondering, what are your hopes for the Missouri River?
Oh, I was born in Kansas City, and I barely remember the flood in the 50s when I got in a boat with my father and spent some time on the flooded river. I love being close to the river. It's just a fascinating part of Kansas City, and I've always kind of wondered why Kansas City wasn't able to develop its riverfront the way towns like Louisville and Cleveland and others have. And I'm looking forward to that if Port KC can pull it off and really make the river a destination point beyond just Berkeley Park, which a lot of people love, a lot of people use. But I think we can do more than that.
All right. Well, Mike McGraw, it's a pleasure talking to you, and it's been really fun to work on this project with you.
Same to you. We need to go down to Call Point again and maybe have a picnic or something.
That'd be great.